Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And today, at the Pro Breakfast, we spent time talking about brokenness, the millennial generation, pretty much leading into the concept of discipleship, but also one thing touched on was love. And it's kind of funny because I was actually even thinking of kind of touching on this topic today with Unscripted, but it just kind of drove it home with what we were talking about, that it actually pretty much really tied in with the Table Talk episode that will be going up this next Wednesday. And one thing that came to mind when we're discussing it is just, what is love? I mean, when you actually stop to think about it, we live currently in a society, culture, time, really, where the word love is often misused, overused, and misused. And a lot of it is because we don't really know what love actually is. A great example of this that I can think of is I've heard the late R.C. Sproul give this story a number of times on his Renewing the Mind podcast while he was still alive, but also when they've played some of his previous teachings, and that's he tells the story of a guy who pretty much went in to speak with his pastor, and the guy basically goes to the pastor and says, "Pastor, you need to help me. Help me figure out what I can do. I want to divorce my wife." The pastor goes, "Okay." He opens up his Bible and goes, "Okay, here's a good biblical thing to try. Love your wife." And the guy looks at the pastor and says, "But you don't understand. I don't love my wife." The pastor goes, "Okay. Well, then let's try this. Move into the house next door." And the guy just looks at the pastor very confused. And the guy goes, "How's that going to help?" And the pastor flips to another page in the Bible. "Oh, right here it says, love your neighbor." The guy kind of face palms in and looks at the pastor and says, "I don't think you quite understand, Pastor. I can't even stand being in the same vicinity as her, let alone living next door to her, or even in the same house as her." And the pastor stops, scratches his chin, ponders for a couple minutes, and then looks at the guy and says, "Okay, I think I understand your issue. Let me see if I get this correct. Would you say you're at enmity with her?" And the guy finally says, "Yes, you're finally understanding me." Pastor says, "Okay, I think I can help you then." Flips to another page in the Bible. Okay, right here. "Love your enemies." You see, we live in a society, an age, whatever you want to call it, where we equate love with a feeling. Something that we can easily fall into, fall out of. We always often say we've fallen in love with so-and-so, or we've fallen in love with this or with that. Or in the case of someone wanting a divorce, it's usually that they've fallen out of love with each other. But the thing is, when you look in the Bible, that's not really what love is. Love is an action. Love is a choice. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to love one's enemies. And I very doubt there are many people who would fall in love with their enemy. You see, it's an active choice we have to make. It's not a feeling. I mean, one thing you could probably look at and ask a lot of times when you are wondering, basically when asking what love is, sometimes it would also be good to ask, is it love or is it lust? Because I think oftentimes, and the way we've gotten it confused, is the two are the same. Because usually when someone says, oh, I've fallen in love with so-and-so, or they've fallen out of love with each other and they want a divorce, it's usually because it's not that they've fallen in love or that they've fallen out of love. It's they've fallen out of lust for each other. Because again, love is an active choice. So that's pretty much all I have for the unscripted today, in this week. Next week, I'll be looking at, I believe, Noah for the Bible study. And so, again, this is Chuck Groover with God at Work.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.